Hi, I am really concerned about the whales. I've been following the story since day one, and I think my friends are kind of sick of hearing me talk about them. So I just wanted to let somebody else know that I said a special group prayer in my Buddhist meditation group last week for the whales here in San Francisco, and said a special prayer after that. So I'm sending you a prayer. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You may have tried this already with the mother and her calf, but have you tried classical music? There's a story called The Symphony of Whales, and in Siberia in 84, there were 3,000 beluga whales that were stranded in the ice. An icebreaker played classical music. I presume it was Russian. And they were followed out to sea. The icebreaker was followed out to sea. So, you know, it's best to try everything you can. So unless you haven't tried it, please try it. I don't know if it was Mozart or Tchaikovsky or Beethoven, but anything at this point, right? Okay, good luck. Bye.
Hello, this is I was a GS 855. Top Step 12 electronics engineer with the U.S. Department of the Navy and dispatched to speak with John Garamundi in 1985 in his meeting on the river to in a room near Rio Vista to rescue Humphrey. I have been severely ill and unable to form a sentence until today. I am an expert and was then an expert in acoustic underwater monitoring technology. I need to speak to him directly because the technology could be used for counterproductive purposes. I have an email into NOAA that I can forward to you. You might reference it. I'm not a crank call. It's important to be able to use a sophisticated system that can now be commercially acquired, and I have a coworker who can directly work with your group and under John Garamundi's auspices because it's important this technology not be misused. The subsystem is available now commercially, and generally what's required is that a very in-depth, thorough, using sophisticated spectral analysis equipment, characterization of the environment using an acoustic array be monitored so that you can understand the actual underwater acoustic ambient signals. I do not want this to be published or forwarded to the news media. It can definitely be misused, and it may well help detect any negative activity that's going on to confuse the whales. I do not trust anyone in the state of California other than John Garamundi directly with this information, and I do have an engineer that is a co-worker who can work directly. He's already agreed to help us. Unfortunately, this is the first day in a month that I've been able to speak an intelligible sentence, and I'm concerned in hearing about the whales redirection, and this information should be directly forwarded to John Garamundi. I have spoken to him personally, although briefly, at a meeting in 1985, and believe he is hard and is in the right place, and he listens. So this is not a crank call, and this is not an amateur call. Protocol, based on my current employment, prohibits me from speaking to anyone but him, he directly, and prohibits me from talking to anyone in the state of California other than he. Thank you. 707-204 for a return call from John Garamundi. I realize he's an important person, but I believe he may remember me from 1985, and I believe I can help the situation, but I only trust him.
You have reached the Whale Rescue Operations Public Input Line. Please leave your comment or suggestion after the...
Please enter your password. You have one new voice message. To play your messages, press 1. To record a message, press 2. To change your greeting, press 3. To access your personal options, press 4. To play your active greeting, press 1. To re-record your active greeting, press 2. To select another greeting to be active, press 3. To modify enough, begin recording your greeting at the tone. When you are finished, press pound.
We're sorry, but due to a lawsuit filed and a subsequent court order by the PG&E company, we regret to inform you that the rescue effort has been stopped. The whales are being put down to ease their suffering. We encourage you to give PG&E comments at their contact number of 800-743-5000. Thank you.
You have 3 new voice messages. To play your messages, press 1. New messages, Tuesday, 4:20 p.m.
Something is so horrible.
You have 2 new voice messages. To play new messages, Tuesday, 4:48 p.m.
We're
going to
get a
crowd. Oh, my gosh. Give me that number again.
469-4661.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the
easier 3
website. So.
Oh, no.
Yes,
right here.
What am I supposed to tell this lady? Guess we're
going to
kill the whale?
No. Yes, right
here.
The KGRC website?
Yeah. Well, I don't think the news story is there, but that's what the number is saying.
Okay. Yes, I
numbers if you need that too.
I think we've got that.
All right, David.
Thank you so much for bringing that story.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.